You guys taking notes? You're doing the right thing. We just copy these guys. The best copycat in the room takes home the gold. Right? So everything out of my mouth that's coming out of my mouth today, unfortunately, probably came from somebody else. So, psychology of the sale. I want to make a point before we talk about activity, or before we talk about psychology of the sale, and that is activity. I guess the easiest way to make the point is Rob Self. Can I get you to stand up? And Adrian Sosa, and Lynn Watkins, Troy Carper. You guys have heard these names on the leaderboards. Rob, what did you turn in this week? We just turned it in today. $7,100 and your numbers. Did you hear that, guys? There's one of your 5 points. Keep track of dials. Troy Carper, what was your production this week? $10,600 in 1 week. Dials? Right over 200. And what was your production last week, Troy? 11.3. You had a 20 in there, like, the week before. That was 20 grand. How many applications is that? Okay, that wasn't two big policies. That was 20 applications. Lynn, my brother, you guys are going to get to know him. Lynn Watkins, what did you do this week? Would you try 10,400 dials? 12 dials. Okay. Then you start counting. So you hear that? 12 dials, but that's 12 over 200. So 212 dials. Adrian Sosa, what did you do this week? 7,200. How many dials did you make? 234. See, there's something we can learn from these guys. Give them a round of applause, by the way. That's a heck of a lot of business. Guys, they do this on a week to week. And these aren't 3-year veterans of NAA. These are brand newbies. And Rob's been here the longest, and it hasn't even been for a year yet. These guys are pumping out volume. Are they saying things differently? Maybe. Maybe not. What are they doing different? Well, first of all, they're working their butts off. They're keeping track of dials. We like to keep track of dials. I used to keep track of how many appointments I wanted or how much of this, how much production, how many applications. If you take care of number one first, which is the dials, whether you're in recruiting or whether you're selling mortgage protection, it all starts with the dials, right? How do you keep track of dials? Just tally marks. That's the easiest way I've found. When I would first start, I would struggle, and I would ask Steven, my manager, you know, I don't know what's going on. The first question out of his mouth is how many dials you're making. And I would say, well, I don't know. Probably 150, maybe. No. See, these guys know. That's why I got them to stand. They know exactly what they did this week. Why? Because this business is all about duplication. Like, if you figure out how to do 7 or 8 or 10 or 15 or 20 grand 1 week, what holds you back from doing it the next week? You're not duplicating that. See, like, a good football team will not only watch their losing games to figure out what they did wrong, the coach also has them watch their winning games, the games where they won. Why? They keep score. They know what it took to get that game won. And these guys are doing it. So we have to talk about that, because without that, psychology and what to say when and that kind of stuff, if you don't have activity, none of that stuff will follow. So activity doesn't solve problems. And I know this is kind of away from what I wanted to talk about, but I need to talk about this first. Because if anybody's having problems in the room, it can probably be related back to activity. Fitz, when one of your guys says he's gotten a problem, is the root problem usually lack of activity? Fitz got a lot of guys under him, so that's why I'm asking him that. Change that activity. Your problems won't disappear, but they'll seem a heck of a lot smaller. You know, and I think Fitz was talking about Spud Webb, and I admire Spud Webb because of his height. But, see, instead of him focusing on his problems, he focused on the things that he could change. See, he can't change his height, so he focuses on the things that he can improve, like his dribbling or this or that. So instead of us focusing on our pending business and our policy that got declined and hammering on all these problems that we're all going to have, because I guarantee you, every guy in the room, and especially the ones that are doing all this business, and Mr. Stephen Davies, because he's got to babysit me, has more problems than any of us. But he doesn't focus on those things. Those things he can't really change, but he can change his activity. So change that first. Now we get to talk about some fun stuff, which is psychology of the sale. I think psychology starts a little bit up here. And if it was something that you could put in a script and something of that nature, then that would be fine, and we could just give you a script and slap on the butt on the way out the door. But we can't do that. We need to kind of show you. So I think it would be cool to do some role playing. What do you guys think? Let's do some role playing. I like to talk about dials and making phone calls. I think that's where it all starts. So let's get a volunteer, preferably somebody I know that can. Brandon, first hand up. That's something else you can learn from this guy. Is he's always willing to help train. So, hey, Glenn, can we get a mic back there? You got a quarter mic back there? Brandon, you're in the back next to Glenn. We'll see. Let's do an easy phone script first. Like I said, it's a little bit easier. Like Philip Hudgens always says, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. So we'll kind of go over the phone script a little bit, because I think that's where it all starts. And if we can lay the foundation, then the sale in the house will be a piece of cake. But I want you to close your eyes just for a second and to forget everything you ever learned about sales. Forget you're a salesman. I want you to imagine you're a doctor. Imagine that you're someone that has something that people want, and they've asked you for it. Okay, now open your eyes. See, you're the same person. We have that. We have something that people have asked for. Mortgage protection. We have something that refunds money back to them if they don't use it. See, not a lot of other people have that. We have something that pays their mortgage off if they have a cancer or heart attack or stroke. See, we got something, and they want it. So many times I would overcomplicate things, and I would make it that they have something that I want. And therefore, I felt like I had to sell it. I was overcomplicating it. We all have something that they want. Remember that. And how many times have you ever had a client call you with a referral, or a client asking you if you can help them with a different product, or maybe a friend or a father or mother or something that's asked for insurance? They say, can you come over and help me with that? How many of us has had that happen? Now, do you guys kind of approach that appointment a little bit differently, right? It's pretty easy, ain't it? Why would we approach that any differently? See, we have friends. They're going to be our friends. We've had people send us a little piece of paper that says, Casey, I'm interested. I want this. So treat your leads exactly as if it's a mother or a father or a brother that has asked you to talk to them about mortgage protection to help them out with it. It'll make your phone calls go a lot easier. I pretend that every lead is a message left on my phone from someone calling and asking me for mortgage protection. That'll help you figure out what to say and how to say it for the most part. Let's role play. Ready, Brandon?
Yeah.
Shit. Here's what we're talking about. Mic check. Hot mic. Let's do a simple phone script first, just so you know what we're saying on the phone. And we'll make a couple points about that. Ring, ring. Hello. Brandon, please.
This is Brandon.
Hey, Brandon. This is Casey Watkins. I was just calling here about your mortgage with Wachovia in the amount of $153,000.
Uh-huh.
And the reason I was calling, Brandon, this is about the notice that you guys had sent in about your mortgage protection.
Okay, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It was about the in case of a death or a disability.
Right.
Brandon, they'd lay this on my desk. I'm just the fellow that's in charge of your area. They'd give me about 20 or 30 of you guys to cram in over the next few days. I didn't know if it was normally better for you, like in the mornings or afternoons or evenings, or what's typically better for you.
Better, you mean?
To meet.
Oh, to meet?
Yeah.
I guess it'd have to be the evening.
All right. When you say evenings, what do you mean by evenings?
We both get in around 6, 6:30.
Around 6, 6:30. All right. Well, Brandon, I'm going to put you in at 7 o'clock. Okay?
Okay.
Brandon, you have something to write with?
Sure.
All right. Tell me when you're ready.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm just going to have you a couple things ready for me when I get there, kind of a checklist. I need three things from you, and Meredith's going to be there, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. I need you to have your doctor's name, address, and phone number. written on a piece of paper for me.
Okay.
And we need to have any medications that you're taking, any prescription drugs, if you could have those laying out for us.
Okay.
And we need to have picture IDs for both of you. Driver's license will work just fine.
Okay.
I got those three things?
Yeah.
I'll put 7 o'clock up at the top of that little page.
Okay.
And give me 20, 30 minutes either side of that, just in case I'm running behind or ahead of schedule, all right?
Well, what day are we talking about?
This is tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow?
Yep. That's when I'm coming from Buncombe County, and you
okay.
are in Henderson, right?
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow at 7.
Okay.
Okay, so that's basically a simple phone script, but a couple things, you may be saying that exact same thing, but just a couple things that will help you in your phone work make a big difference is the pace in which you first get on the phone, that initial impression that you give a homeowner. How many times can you pick up a phone that's rung at your house? How long does it take you before you realize whether it's a telemarketer or not? Like first couple words out of their mouth? It's not what they're saying, it's how they're saying it. So definitely the first part of your phone script, whatever it is that you're using, slow it down a little bit. For instance, Brandon, this is Casey. I was calling about your mortgage with Wachovia in the amount of $153,000. This is about that notice that you had sent in about your mortgage. See, so many times when I first started, Brandon, this is Casey. I'm calling about your mortgage here with Wachovia in the amount of $153,000. I'm Phillips in charge of your area. What's normally better for? And by the time I was going in for the sale, which is the setting of the appointment, he's still trying to catch up to why I'm calling. Right, and then I have to go back and explain. Again, this is why I'm calling. Step number two, always establish that they sent something to you. See, that's what we got going for us. Everybody else is out there prospecting. We already got that message left on our answer machine, somebody wanting insurance. We just have to establish that. Remember, you'd sent that notice in. I've heard agents make phone calls. I've made phone calls myself where that was not established, and it's physically impossible to set an appointment with them because you're just the next door neighbor at that point. You have nothing in common. So make sure you establish that. Then the next thing we're going to talk about a little bit that will help you make phone calls. Because remember, guys, how many phone calls we got to make a week? 200. 250. More the merrier. Make them phone calls. If you set one goal for yourself when you leave here, it's to make 200 dials this week. Because whatever goals else you have set that you haven't accomplished yet, I promise you, you're a lot closer to them. You'll just set that one little baby step goal of making 200 dials. Okay, so now we're going to talk about making these dials a little bit easier with something called control. If you do not have control on the phone, it gets a little bit tricky. Right? I kind of have the analogy of if I invited you over to my house every time you got out of your car, my dog Bailey bit you on the leg and drew blood, you probably wouldn't like to come over to my house very much, would you? Same with making phone calls. If every time we get off the phone, you ever get that little party in your head when you get the answer machine or when you get a busy signal? Oh, thank God, there's a dial. You ever get that? Well, let's flip it around. Let's get that little happy feeling inside our head when we get that meanie, right? When we look forward to talking to somebody on the phone because we know how to control them, and that's part of confidence. So I keep track of control. And I know how to control people by using questions, because the way it worked was I would get on the phone and someone would start beating me up. But I realized, you know what, they're not really beating me up. They're just asking me questions. Right? Isn't that when you feel the most, maybe that your confidence is a little bit down when someone's asking you questions on the phone and you're having to answer them? The same thing works in the opposite direction. For instance, Brandon, what's normally better for you, mornings, afternoons, evenings?
Evenings.
Evenings are typically better? All right. I'm going to put you, and this is where you give me a hard time, by the way.
Okay.
Don't lay down for me.
What are you talking about? You mean we got to get together?
Yeah, I'm the fellow that helps you apply for it. So just trying to get a time frame, mainly.
Okay. We're really busy. Probably the best thing would be is if you could just work us up a few options and maybe shoot them over to us in the mail.
All right. Well, unfortunately, they've mailed you all they can mail you, Brandon. This is Brandon Ellison?
Yeah.
From 123 Walkabout Street?
Yep.
All right. Just making sure I'm talking to the right fella. And you do remember sending that form in, right?
Yeah, we sent it in.
See, I'm just keeping track of questions. What was your main concern, Brandon, when you filled that form out?
Well, we were just, I guess, mainly wanting to make sure if something happened to me that the house be taken care of.
All right. Before we get the cart before the horse, Brandon, I do have to mention one thing to you. A lot of homeowners apply for this stuff, but a lot of homeowners get declined for it. And the reason why I'm saying that is it's mainly because of health. Is there any sort of major medical issues?
No.
Have you been in the hospital in the last 5 or 10 years?
No.
You or Meredith?
No.
Take any medications at all?
Nothing major. She takes a little thyroid.
Thyroid medication, is that called Synthroid?
I think so.
Do you know the milligrams on that?
I really don't.
Can you get that for me?
Alright.
Tell me when you got it.
Looks like 10 milligrams.
10 milligrams. And you don't take any medications?
Nope, just vitamins.
Just vitamins, alright. Well, listen, we'll make this short and sweet. I need it for about 15 or 20 minutes if this is something you're concerned about.
Well, I mean, we're concerned about it. It's just going to be kind of tough getting us together at the same time. When were you talking about coming out?
I'm going to be there tomorrow.
Ooh, tomorrow. What time?
I'm going to be there pretty much all day.
Okay. I guess we might could do 8 o'clock in the evening.
No, 8 o'clock is not going to work.
Oh.
It's probably going to be, we could do maybe 7.
Okay. It'd be tough. We'll both be just getting in at that point. Maybe 7:15 before we're really back to the house.
7:15? I'll tell you what. Once you get a pen and a piece of paper out for me,
okay.
Have a couple things ready for me, that'll speed us up. We'll be able to get you in at 7:15.
Great.
Okay, so a lot of that was basically just asking questions and getting the Brandon to answer me. There's another little tactic you can use when it comes to psychology. I was always taught that people want what they can't have. I'm like that. So when someone feels as if they can just reach out and take something from me, as if this mortgage protection is just something that's theirs for the taking, I picture them actually reaching out over the phone and taking it from me. And that's when I know that I should pull it back. In other words, when Brandon asks a question like, well, can't you just mail me something? Like, in other words, he thinks he can just apply for it without somebody meeting him. That's when I say, well, you know, Brandon, before we get ahead of ourselves, how's your health? You know, a lot of people apply for this, but some do get declined. Take it away from them a little bit. Health is an excellent way to do that. Just lead into it with, you know, Brandon, before we get ahead of ourselves, I've just got to ask you a couple questions about your health. And you will start hearing people every time start to sell themselves to you. And when you hear people start to sell, how many people have heard that? You hear people going, well, no. I'm in pretty good health. See, you've felt that. That reaction right there is because you just took it away from them so hard they want it. Another good example, remember, keep saying it in your eye. If you have to say it in the mirror every morning, I have something that they want, right? It's not they have something that I want. Because if you think that you're out there to get that check, then you won't get it. I have something that Brandon wants right now, and let's see if he can get it. It'll make phone calls pretty fun. Let's do a couple other objections. We got a couple minutes. Brandon, morning, afternoon, evening. And if you notice, guys, I don't go into I'm going to be there on Tuesday and Thursday. What day is better for you? It's not 6 or 8. It used to be. Now it's I'm going to put you in at 6:30. It's my schedule. Now I'm not talking about being a jerk. I'm not talking about being mean to him. I'm talking about just separating. When I'm working my leads, it's kind of a separating work. It's like yeses and noes. It's like Philip Hudgens says, if it's a no, slide over, baby. S-O-B.
S-O-B.
I've got 10 more people to talk to that will probably sit with me. Morning, afternoon, evening, what's typically better for you, Brandon?
You mean to get together?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be really tough because my wife works evenings, I work days, so probably just going to need to... I tell you what, I've got a fax machine here. Maybe just fax me something over. Or how about this one? I don't know what you're talking about, really. I don't remember sending that in.
All right. It was the notice about the protection in case of a death or a disability. Ring a bell?
Not. I mean, I guess maybe my wife filled it out.
Looks like it has your signature on the bottom, B. Ellison.
That doesn't surprise me.
I don't know who sent it in.
Okay, I think I remember a little. I guess I remember what you're talking about. What can I do for you? I'm pretty busy.
Like I said, I'm just a fellow that's in charge of helping you apply for this stuff. They give me about 20 or 30 of you guys to cram in here for the next couple days. I don't know if it was normally better for you, mornings, afternoons, evenings. What's typically better for you?
Well, man, it's going to be really tough to get together for the next couple weeks. I'm just covered up.
Okay.
I tell you what, can you give me a buzz back maybe 2 Tuesdays from now?
Well, listen, man, you know, if this is something that you're not concerned about, and I don't want to waste your time with it. I mean, I don't know if you knew this or not, but mortgage protection is not something that's mandatory. You don't have to do it.
Oh, well, I mean, we're
just because all your neighbors are going, don't mean you have to do it, right? You don't have to say that, but that's the tactic I'm going for there.
We're interested. It's just okay. I didn't know we were going to have to get together with you, and like I said,
yeah,
it's going to be really hard to find 15 minutes.
So are you concerned about it? Because like I said, I do not want to waste your time if it's something that you're not concerned about.
No, we're concerned about it.
Okay, well, I need you for 15 or 20 minutes. I'll tell you what, grab me a pen and a piece of paper.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you a couple things to have ready for me that will just speed this process right up. We'll be in and out in 15 minutes.
Okay.
All right? Okay, so that's called control. I'm making them do things for me. I'm asking them questions. That's another, I kind of call it the cut bait. How many times have you ever been on the phone with somebody trying to sell you something that has ever said, look, buddy, if you're not interested, just tell me? Does that ever happen? See, that's why the rest of the industry is making 24 grand. Flip it. We have something that they want. It shouldn't be the other way around. Brandon, is this something that you're concerned about or not? Because if it's not, I don't want to waste your time, man.
Yeah, we're concerned about it.
And they're going to say that. See, one of two things are going to happen when you do that. Brandon's either going to say that, and that's what happens. And some of you guys in the room are trying that. You're trying that cut bait. When you get that guy on the phone, no, I can't do anything for 4 weeks. Bill Gates has time and a schedule, if it's something that's important to him, to sit with you over the next day. I promise you. Why is this guy any different? They're lying to you. Or they're just some sort of a little excuse that they've been told to say their entire lives. You got to diffuse that. Just flat out ask them. Is this something you're concerned about? And if it's not, like I said, it's separating, right? We're separating the yeses from the noes. So I think that's pretty much it. That's some basic psychology that I try to focus on, not only on this side of things, but on the other end of the line that will help. Again, how many dials are we going to make this week? 200 plus. The cool thing is you get good at control and confidence on the phone. And the reason I didn't talk about the in-house stuff is because it's all the same. You know, again, it's like Philip Hutt, it's not what you're saying, it's how you're saying it. That control will give you the most confidence in the world. And it'll just follow suit right in the house, and you'll make the sale.